Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. All right, we got to put a bow on the Bachman Turner Overdrive conversation. Yes, you are listening to Sports Open Line. If you weren't with us just moments ago, this might be very confusing for you. The Blues are playing Winnipeg. Bachman Turner Overdrive is scheduled to play where the Jets play on Saturday. That concert may or may not get canceled if they actually start the series on Saturday. If they start the series on Sunday, then the people of Winnipeg can rejoice because they can go to Bachman Turner Overdrive on Saturday and then go watch the Jets play on Sunday, and everything is good in the world. I have no clue if anything's scheduled in that arena on Sunday. So I did not know. First off, I asked the question, and you, the wonderful listeners of KMOX, answered on the text line with a lot of fervor. I should say, many of you, I asked the question into the air, is Bachman Turner Overdrive Canadian? I didn't know. I get the sense that there's a lot of people out there that think I'm dumb, that I didn't know that, yes, they are Canadian. I guess they are very, they're not just Canadian, they are very Canadian. Okay, so new breaking news, Bachman Turner Overdrive, they are Canadian. Cool. Thank you to everybody who texted in. Is that supposed to be just like common knowledge that they're Canadian? Can you name a Bachman Turner Overdrive song other than Taking Care of Business? I can't. I just can't. It's a good song, good tune. Maybe there's another song if I heard it. I'd be like, oh, I can recognize that song, but I couldn't be like, oh yeah, that's BTO, as they like to call it. So first thing, I have learned, I've been taught, I understand now. Bachman Turner Overdrive, they are Canadian. Second thing, if all this very riveting talk about Bachman Turner Overdrive has got you going, man, I really need to go see them live in concert. Man, do I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to Omaha like I was talking about earlier. No. On July 31st, they're going to be down the road in Jefferson City, Missouri, rocking the Capital Region MU Healthcare Amphitheater in Jeff City. They're going to be doing a show there. But you go, but Matt, I like Bachman Turner Overdrive, but I don't really want to drive to Jefferson City. Okay, that's all right. Can you wait another month and a half? Because August 30th, 2025, guess where they're going to be? They're going to be at the Family Arena in St. Charles. So there you go. That's as much Bachman Turner Overdrive conversation as you are ever going to get on Sports Open Line. And please, Lord, let my bosses not be listening to this program right now. Let's jump back into Cardinals baseball. If you want to talk, we are not taking phone calls on Bachman Turner Overdrive. So if that's what you want to discuss, you can put down your phone and let other people get in here. If you do want to talk Cardinals baseball, this is the opportunity to do so. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me. at Matt Pauly on air. For those of you who are listening and watching on the video stream, you can comment on there as well. And we'll try to get to all your kind of post-game comments after the Cardinals do pick up a victory today, knocking off the Houston Astros and winning by a 4-1 score. As it was a good win today over the Houston Astros for sure. And good to see them take a series win in there as well. A couple text messages starting to come into the program. So it says, Steven Matz was solid. Managers have the reasons for everything. It's usually in the best interest for the players. Good. Yeah, I think that was just in reference to Matz coming out after five. Yeah, there was no issue whatsoever with Matz coming out of the game when he did, because he, you know, they're working, they're just trying to ramp him up and get his pitch count up. He's been working out of the bullpen. I appreciate it. And this even goes back to the conversation that we were having about Eric Fetty when he was pulled out of the game with the no-hitter going. And again, my take was always like, I didn't care about the no-hitter. That didn't impact my belief onto whether or not he should be taken out. But I looked at his pitch count. I said, okay, this is a guy who could probably come back in. And then I really appreciated when Oliver Marmol talked about that on the Gas House Gang earlier this week and said they've been, yeah, everybody in the rotation has been given an extra day of rest so far this year. Now they're at a point where there's not as many off days. They've gone to the six-man rotation to keep that extended rest going. The only pitcher who started a game on the standard 4 days rest was Eric Fetty in that game. So as they go through their goals of keeping pitchers healthy, that played into the decision on to take them out. And you know what? That makes a lot of sense. And it's something that I did not even think about in that moment when I was thinking about whether or not he should come back or not. And I do think the overwhelming thing here is they got to keep their starters as healthy as possible, because there's just not a lot of depth. If you start pulling guys from AAA beyond Michael McGreevy to start games, it's going to be tough for sure. Our guy, Ball Game, he texts into the program and says, tip of the cap, raise. He does this after every win, by the way, which I love. Love Ball Game. Appreciate him. Tip of the cap, raise of the glass goes to Lars Nootbaar. When the game was 1-0, he had two walks in his at-bats. Those kind of at-bats at the top of the order can get the rest of the guys locked in for a good team approach. Then to get rewarded with a pitch to drive with runners on base is the beauty of how the game should flow. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Like, I loved what led to those three runs scoring there. And if you've been listening to the program, I think this is probably the third time I've said this. So I'm playing the hits for sure right now. But just the bunt single, the really good at bat by Sejacy, and then that gets Nootbaar to the plate. And you're not always going to get rewarded with that. You're not always going to win that version of this game. I get that. But to have that kind of inning where everything worked out well, I really, really like that. And I just, those are the kind of moments that are winning moments for the team. Text message from the 573 says, great win for the Cardinals, great pitching as well. Now let's keep this thing going on the road to New York. Yeah, that's been one of the things for the Cardinals, is their inability to win games on the road. Now, it's still very early on in the season, and they haven't played a lot of road games, and the road games that they've played have been mostly horribly uncomfortable from a weather standpoint when they went and played those games in Boston and Pittsburgh. But the numbers are what the numbers are, and they are 1-5 so far on the road. So it is up to them to be able to you know, play better on the road. They play better on the road, that starts to open some things up. They've got an 8-4 home record. Right now they lead the NL Central in home wins. With their 8 wins at home, the Brewers are 7-3 at home, and then nobody else in the division has won more than 6 games at home. That's the Reds, Cubs, and Pirates have won 4 games at home. Obviously, teams have played a different number of games at home, so it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but the Cardinals have been really good at home. They've won twice as many of their games at home. Then you try to win your series at home. You try to go 500 on the road. That's the long time equation to being able to have success. So, yeah, it's good to see what this team has done. Again, I just think they're entertaining. That's I'd be in, and we've got a guest coming up in our next segment So I'll let me throw this out as a text question, and we'll try to, you know, readdress it later in the program. If nothing else, just for my own personal edification, I'd like to see the answers to this. If you are somebody, and I can tell you, it is a very normal thing for me to receive a text message into the show, or to receive a message on our video chat, or if we're doing Gas House Gang or Red Bird Rush Hour, whatever it might be. It is a very common thing for me to see somebody send in a message that says, as long as Oliver Marmol is the manager of the Cardinals, I'm not stepping foot in Busch Stadium. As long as John Mozeliak is employed by the Cardinals, I'm not stepping foot in Busch Stadium. As long as the DeWitts own the team, I'm not stepping foot in Busch Stadium. I see that stuff all the time. And I always think that's kind of silly. Like, I'm not trying to be dismissive of people having their beliefs. And obviously, Cardinals fans have been unhappy with some things going on in the organization, and they've tried to send their message to the organization by not showing up to ball games quite as often. But I would be curious, and it's still really, really early. The sample size is incredibly small. But I think we can sit here and say that if the Cardinals keep playing baseball the way they're playing it right now, at the very least, they're a really entertaining bunch. Like, they're playing an entertaining style of baseball, and there's some young guys that are fun to watch. If you are of that ilk, if you are somebody that has put your foot down and said, unless X happens, I'm not walking into Busch Stadium, has enough started to change yet where maybe you're going to soften that stance a little bit? Just wondering. Text in the – if you're somebody who's been going to games or you don't have that belief, like, I'm not trying to be dismissive towards you, but I'm not interested right now in your thoughts on that. I'm really interested in – people who have been very anti-going to games, if the Cardinals have started to do something to crack away at that a little bit, even so early on in the season. Again, not so much because of the wins and losses, but more because of the style of play, the aesthetics of this of the way things are going. So text in your answers to that. If you're in that group of people, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. We'll try to revisit that maybe in the last segment of the show. But I'm just curious for myself because I know how much I'm enjoying watching this team play. We'll take a break, and when we return, we're going to talk some Battle Hawks football with Chris Payton-Jones. He is a cornerback with the team. We'll find out how they're feeling coming off a tough one this past weekend. That's up next. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back at it on a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are currently efforting Chris Payton-Jones. He is going to join us hopefully in the next moment or so. Cornerback with the Battlehawks. Battlehawks, tough one this past weekend. They lose to the D.C. Defenders over at the Dome, losing by a 27-15 score. They're going to get back at it on the road against Arlington this upcoming weekend. So if they don't play, I'm going to ask him about this. If they don't play in St. Louis, I have to think playing against Arlington on the road is probably the second best situation for them, because that's where they're stationed. If you don't know, I think most people are well aware of this, but the business model for the Battlehawks and the entire league is that they all work out basically in the same vicinity, and they have their league operations running out of Texas, and then they travel into the various cities for the games, but the entire league is running out of Texas. So this is they have home games in St. Louis, but they have to travel to their home games, and then they have the opportunity to kind of play where they don't have to travel as much when they play against Arlington on the road. So I would guess that this is a good opportunity for them, for sure, that they've got this coming up. And then the other announcement this past weekend, which was good news, the league championship game is once again going to be played in St. Louis. Like, I'm repeating something that we all know, that St. Louis has been the absolute best market when it comes to supporting the league and supporting the team. The Battlehawks are a big deal in St. Louis. They are not as big of a deal, the various teams in their other markets. So the league, with the attendance and everything, once again giving the championship game to St. Louis. So that was great news. That was great to hear that they are doing that, and St. Louis deserves it. And, you know, you just hope that I think most people around here are hoping for the best for St. Louis, and it's good to have events like that. I think I mentioned this. I know I mentioned it on the Dave Glover show. I think I mentioned it on here. We did an event with the Cardinals where Bill DeWitt III spoke to us, and he mentioned the fact that there's something going through where they're trying to create an entertainment district in downtown St. Louis, and basically would stretch from like the Dome over to Busch Stadium, past Enterprise Center, up to Union Station, over to Energize Park. So it's not really a square, because the Dome is kind of the outlier a little bit. It's almost like the letter L sort of thing, but that there would be an entertainment district that would be built up in that area, and that there would be monies and revenues that are pointed in the direction of, you know, for security and things like that. I'd love that. I would absolutely love that. And I just, you know, I think it feels like we're at sort of a starting point again when it comes to what's going on in downtown St. Louis, a new mayor just being elected on promises of, you know, safety and things like that being part of it. And obviously downtown St. Louis is the front door to the entire St. Louis area. So that would be good for the Battlehawks as well. But the point is you know, we just got done with the Frozen Four at Enterprise Center, and the St. Louis Sports Commission does amazing, amazing work at bringing great events to our venues in downtown St. Louis. And now we're going to get the UFL championship game for a second time. And there's a lot more big events that are going to be coming up in the St. Louis area. There are certainly parts of downtown that you would like to see get cleaned up a little bit, just from, and not like, well, I guess physically actually cleaned up is part of it, but just, other things going on where maybe sometimes people don't feel completely safe, or you see some things that are a little wacky. I think sometimes we make more of it. This is the thing that I'm not trying to go down like a political or social path here, because that's not what this program is for, but just speaking on it, it's frustrating sometimes when, like, there's one group of people that want to tell you that St. Louis downtown, there's no problems whatsoever, there's no crime, there's no, you can walk around whenever, and it's just, it's a really good, safe downtown environment. And That's not entirely true. There, as somebody who is in downtown St. Louis every single day, I see stuff that is a little bit off. Then there's another group of people that will tell you, this is the worst place in the world. If you're walking downtown, you're going to get murdered. There's crime absolutely everywhere, yada, yada, yada. Well, that's not true either. So you've got like these two groups of people on either side, and I think a lot of them have agendas to one side or another, and that's not really, neither side represents the truth of what's going on. Is it completely terrible? No. Are there things that can be better? Yes. Obviously there is. Crime is a part of that, and we'd like it to be better. Look, I've gotten my car broken into in our garage here at KMOX twice in the 2.5 years or however long I've been back here. So I am understanding of the crime issue and what it is. It's just, yeah, you know, that's where things are at. I'm guessing we're about 7 minutes late for this conversation, so we may not get Chris Payton Jones onto the program today. I want to make sure I didn't mess up. Generally, they call us with them. I'm hoping that I wasn't supposed to call them, because if so, I really messed that up. I'm going to look back. No, I don't think that was the case. So we may not get him on, but we will definitely try to get him on at some point in the future. Battlehawks, again, they end up losing this past weekend to the DC Defenders by a 27-15 score, and they are going to match up against Arlington coming up this weekend. They're going to be on the road for that. The next time they are at home is going to be on April 26th when they match up against the Michigan Panthers. That's going to be at the Dome. Tickets are available at the UFL.com. That's the UFL.com. And don't forget about the challenge that was issued last week, where if the Battlehawks can get, I think the number was 40,000. If the Battlehawks can get 40,000 folks into the Dome, Travis Feeney, who joined us on the program last week, he said he would dye his hair blue and would keep it blue for the duration of the season. So that is that's something that is still out there. They got to draw 40,000. They've been a little bit, as good as the attendance has been, attendance has kind of taken a little bit of a step back here over this season. So they're trying to push attendance, obviously. And Travis Feeney said right here on Sports Open Line last week that if they can get a crowd of 40,000 people inside of the Dome, that they are going to, that he is going to make the decision to go ahead and dye his hair blue for the rest of the year. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me as well, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. We've got some more Blues talk to get to. Luke Horak is set to join us in just a moment or so, as we'll talk through just the accomplishment of what the Blues have done. I know that the postseason begins in just a few days for them. Like, I'm willing to look ahead to Winnipeg a little bit, but I'm still kind of at a place where my focus is just still on the reflecting of what has occurred, because, man, what a special run this team went on. And then in a must-win game, they have a dominating performance against Utah. That was great stuff. Great stuff all the way around. So we'll kind of put a bow on the regular season, start to look ahead a little bit to the postseason with Luke Horak coming up in just a few moments. Also, a programming reminder for you. We are going to have City Spotlight tonight from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Jen Cease is going to be in for that, talking all things City SC. She's going to join us for a final segment of Sports Open Line to preview what's going on in that show tonight. So it's all coming up. Don't go anywhere. Luke Horak joins us next on a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Gray Bar Sports Overline right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us today. Just a celebration of all things St. Louis Blues. I know they've still got work that they want to do, but you know what? Considering not just what has happened this year, but really what's happened in the last couple years, where this went from a team that was kind of non-compelling, uninteresting, to be what they've been here, especially since the Four Nations tournament. Man, it's pretty darn cool, and a lot of reasons to be excited about the team going in the postseason, and then what's yet to come. Luke Korak does an amazing job covering the Blues for NHL.com and also the Hockey News. He's on Twitter at LKorak10. He joins us right now. Lou, thanks for taking the time with us today. How are you?
I'm good, Matt. What's going on?
Not much. Just now that it's happened, now that the Blues clinched a playoff spot, can you put into words how remarkable of a run this has been for this team?
Oh, it's amazing. It's got some similarities. And I know I was asked this morning by Ranji and Amy when I went on with them. Can you put any similarities between the Stanley Cup team and this one? And I told them that really the only thing that that's parallel or that stands out that both were able to achieve is, you know, setting the franchise record for winning streaks. But, you know, then I thought about it and, you know, it's the deficits they had to overcome as well. So I was a little bit remiss by not mentioning that to them as well. But, you know, that team in 2019 was dead last in January. And then obviously we know the end result of it, but this one, not quite in the dire straits, maybe that one was in, but it was pretty bleak. I mean, you're talking what, mid to late February coming out of the Four Nations break. And you had to make up what, 8 points just to catch up and be in a position to be in the second wild card with what, 25 games left. That is, it's, I don't want to say it's impossible because obviously it's happened now, but it was next to impossible. And it took, I mean, think about it. It took for them to go on a franchise record winning streak and to do it in game number, and they didn't do it until game number 82. That's mm-hmm. how difficult this was.
It is a very normal thing for teams to go on long winning streaks and then they lose for the first time and they go into a little bit of a lull. And I think that's what happened to the Blues. How impressive was it, though? And what is it, maybe not even how impressive, but what does it say about the team? That'd be the better question here. What does it say about the team that in a must-win situation last night for them to be able to fully control their own destiny, they lifted themselves up and they put together a really good effort and just from Jump Street. I mean, that was a 4-0 game after one period.
Well, and to a man, they all, you know, you hear it all the time. You know, if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. Well, they all talked about just that very thing. You know, if you would have given us this chance to have a chance to clinch a playoff berth, we control our own destiny. They would, you know, back when they were on the outside looking in, they would have taken that any day. And they backed it up last night. I mean, that was as impressive of a start as I've seen. One of the, it may even top some of the outputs and performances that they had during that 12-game winning streak. And they had some pretty darn good performances in that streak. So they came out with a purpose. They wanted to play North hockey. They wanted to play physical. They wanted to be aggressive. They didn't give Utah. And Utah, listen, that team came in 4-0-1 mm-hmm. and scoring a lot of goals too. And, you know, that was, I understand it was the second of a back-to-back for them. It was their final regular season game, third game in four nights, but they scored 5 in Dallas on Saturday and went in and pumped 7 on Nashville on Monday night. So this wasn't just, this wasn't an also-ran team that they beat. This was a team going into that game that was just 5 points. Yes, they were eliminated, but they were just 5 points behind the Blues. So out of the three teams that were fighting for these spots, the Blues had the toughest course to go here. Calgary was playing two games against teams, you know, granted, they're teams in the playoffs, but Vegas had nothing to play for. LA's got nothing to play for tomorrow night. And Minnesota's game last night against the Ducks, they had nothing to play for. So to be able to do it in the fashion that they did, and yes, it was very impressive. And they put an emphatic stamp on it in that first period.
This doesn't really matter, but I'm going to ask nonetheless. I hate the fact that the NHL has a schedule where some teams are finishing their regular season on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday. Should they do something where every team finishes within like a couple nights of each other?
Matt, that's funny you mentioned that because I was talking to a couple people about it at practice a couple days ago. I'll take it back even further for you. You know, the Colorado Avalanche finished their season on Sunday night. Their season wrapped up on Sunday night, and their opponent is going to be the Dallas Stars, are playing right now as we speak in Nashville. So, yes, advantage Colorado. They've had what now? 3 extra days of rest and preparation and to do whatever they have to do to get that series going. In my understanding, and it's not been officially announced yet, that's one of the series that's supposed to start on Saturday. So you tell me if it's a little bit unfair. I would say yes, and I agree. I mean, you should not have some teams playing game number 82 on a Sunday night while some teams have only played 78 or 79.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make any sense to me, and I hope I'm not getting myself in any trouble here for being a league employee, but, you know, it is what it is. And I can understand why teams would look at that and say, hey, why is this happening? This gives us an unfair advantage. I completely agree. If I'm the Dallas Stars, I'm looking at that going, what the heck? You know, this team's been off since Sunday, and we're having to wrap up our season on a Wednesday, and then we start our playoff series, which is going to be one of the better ones going in the first round on a Saturday. That's a tough turnaround. Yes, I agree with you. I think that needs to get rectified, and that's something that definitely needs to get addressed.
There's 7 games tomorrow night. Just think if the Blues had to wait on the Flames playing tomorrow. The Flames play the final game in the NHL regular season is going to start tomorrow night at 8:30 when the Flames and Kings are going to match up, and we can just be thankful to the Lord that game does not impact the Blues anymore.
Well, you know what, Matt, to their defense on that one, I believe – if I'm not mistaken, we may want to double check.
Was
that
a reschedule from the fires in LA?
Yes. Okay. I think that was a reschedule from the fires in LA that did. Yes, it was Calgary that had a game in LA that got postponed because of the fires. So I believe that's the makeup. But yeah, I mean, to your
point, there's still 6 other games and there weren't, you know, 7 wildfires.
Right. And you know what? And in a situation like that where nobody could have predicted, obviously, but right. Can you imagine if you're the Blues having to – you just play game number 82 on a Tuesday night and your playoff – you don't know if your season ended or not. That's a tough thing to have to deal with, yeah. And but, you know, I think that's why they went ahead and just put an emphatic stamp on, let's just get this over with and do this ourselves so we don't have to worry about it.
All right, so I'm not totally ready to move forward to Winnipeg. I'm still really just kind of basking in what this team has accomplished. But they're going to be playing Winnipeg before we know, it sounds like. Have you heard? I've heard some reports of Saturday and some reports of Sunday. Have you heard any more substantiated reports on when it's likely to start?
Not 100% confirmed, but Saturday sounds like the target date of what they're... I know there's some scheduling conflicts, actually, in both buildings that... Need to kind of get worked out here with the league. And I know the league doesn't like to release this stuff until they have all 16 of their postseason entrants in. And obviously they're waiting on the last Eastern Conference wild card, either going to be Montreal or it's going to be Columbus. And I know Montreal's playing right now. So it could be decided tonight, or this could go into tomorrow. I mean, it's a possibility. So, but Saturday is the early word that I'm hearing. Not confirmed yet, but that sounds like the likely target here.
If they play Saturday, they have to cancel legendary Canadian band Bachman Turner Overdrive, who are scheduled to play in that building on Saturday.
I think they'll be able to find a way. And if I'm not mistaken, I think isn't there a Nelly concert in Winnipeg here coming up too?
Yeah, I think that's on Sunday. Now that you say that, so
that's quite ironic, isn't it?
What if they had to cancel Nelly to get the Blues in there?
I think you know what? Being a St. Louis guy, maybe he just wouldn't mind that aspect of it. Who knows? But yeah, they have to deal with this stuff. And it's also going to be something that they're going to have to deal with here. I believe there's...
I think Brooks and Dunn and Cat Williams on Friday, Saturday, back to back.
Right. Yeah. So these are quirks that have to get dealt with under normal circumstances. And if I remember correctly, because, you know, covering the Blues Winnipeg series back in 2019, I think that one was able to go off without a hitch. So I think they played every other day in that series, if I'm not mistaken. There may have been one instance there where there was 2 days off, but you may have a couple of instances in this series just because of building quirks where there's 2 days off in between games.
Winnipeg is really, really good. The Blues played them tough in the games. If you go look at the actual individual games, they were competitive, even though Winnipeg ended up winning the season series. Do you feel like the Blues have more than a puncher's chance in this series?
I do, and I know there's a lot of obviously the pundits out there think that you know, the Jets are the President's Trophy winning team and Central Division champions, and rightfully so. I mean, they've had a remarkable year, but you're right. I mean, look at the games that they've played against each other. The Blues went, you know, the Jets are one of the best home teams out there. The Blues went in there in December and beat them 4-1. And all the other games, and I know when they played about a week and a half ago, it was a 3-1 game. But to me, you know, that's a one goal game until the empty netter and the waning seconds of that game. And the Jets came in here and won two one goal games. And obviously the shootout, they tied that game in the last 30 seconds coming out of the Four Nations. So the Blues had that game in the bag, and they've played them very tough. I mean, these are two very similar teams in the styles that they like to play. It's just going to be, to me, the biggest question. It's kind of just like it was in 2019, which team is able to get to their game quicker is probably going to have the more success.
He is Luke Koryk. I'm looking at the Canada Life Center calendar. I thought the Nelly concert was on Sunday. They're listing it as Friday. I don't know if it got moved up to Friday, what's going on, but they still have some things to work through there.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, it's sounding more and more like that this could be a Saturday start. Now, whether game two is going to be Monday or a Tuesday, again, it's a building. It could be a potential building conflict, just like there could be one here. So we'll see how this all plays out. We could see a schedule as early as tonight.
We'll see. I hope so, for sure. Hey, Luke, great stuff as always. We encourage people to read your work at NHL.com and also the hockey news. You're pulling double duty on KMOX today, and we'll probably be asking for you here a few times during the playoff run. So thank you for being so willing with your time.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
You bet. That's Luke Koryk joining us. Great stuff from him, and appreciate him spending a few moments with us. Okay, so I don't know if it's been moved or not, but I'm looking at the Canada Life Center schedule. The Nelly concert, by the way, pretty good lineup for Nelly, Ja Rule, and Chingy, and Nelly is the headliner on that. That's good. Is Nelly big in Canada? Earlier I didn't know if Bachman Turner Overdrive was Canadian. I now have learned that. I don't know if Nelly is big in Canada, but it's the Where the Party At tour, And yeah, Nelly, Ja Rule, Chingy going to be doing a show, and that's scheduled for Friday. And then Bachman Turner Overdrive still on the schedule for Saturday. So if they find a way for a Sunday start of the series, the wonderful people of Winnipeg can have one heck of a weekend going and seeing Nelly, Ja Rule, and Chingy on Friday, then being back at Canada Life Center on Saturday for Bachman Turner Overdrive and their Back in Overdrive tour, which again will be in St. Louis in the summertime. And then they could see the hockey game on Sunday, but it's sounding like that's not going to happen, that the hockey game will probably take place on Saturday and Bachman Turner Overdrive is going to get canceled, which was just going to be a Canadian national tragedy. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Jen Cease is going to join us and preview what's coming up on City Spotlight tonight. It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Starting to wrap things up for Sports Open Line, but you know what? Don't go anywhere because we are going to have City Spotlight coming up this evening for the 8 o'clock hour. Jen Cease is here. Hey, Jen.
Hello.
How are
good
you?
Good evening. Good. How are you?
It is good to see you. It's good to have City Spotlight. It works out well because a lot of times we have the replay of the Gas House Gang at 8 o'clock, but when there's day games for the Cardinals, there's no Gas House Gang, so here we are.
Oh,
we get City Spotlight.
I was wondering if I had maybe had haters because I, like, you know, it took Gas House Gang's place, but now I don't feel bad.
No, you're not taking Gas House Gang's spot.
Unless you guys are on YouTube, we can find you anywhere.
Exactly, 100%. All right, so talked a little bit about City earlier on the program. We had Kevin Egan on from his studio
he's
host.
Yes,
he's a lot of fun.
He's a good time.
I spent a lot of time in our conversation talking about how he makes it through the whip around show without going to the bathroom. That's
you know, we had a speaker or somebody do 25 hours, you know, as a filibuster. So
that's true.
You know, he should be able to at least handle that, right?
Yeah, 6 hours of watching soccer. He basically said, you know, he doesn't drink a lot of water beforehand, but he doesn't feel like overly thirsty or anything at the end.
Honestly, though, I have a hard enough time just keeping track of the current game I'm looking at, City,
yes.
And then I do the scoreboard report. So I'm looking around the MLS too, but not like those guys and gals do. So kudos to them.
I walked in here and I asked John to put on MLB Network, which is currently 4 games. Now it's down to 2, but like up 4 games. I shouldn't have done that because I can't look at a single one and know what's going on. Like, there's too much stuff. My brain doesn't work that way. However, City looked better this past weekend. They could have tied it if not for a controversial. Did you think offsides or not? First off,
no.
Okay,
and we're gonna talk about that at 8:45.
Rules of the game,
yes, sir.
Okay,
and I'm not. I told George Gansner is a former FIFA and MLS referee. I don't want pros' response to this. I don't want your PC. Oh. Not sure, you know, can't be conclusive. I want you to be conclusive. And so I've challenged him for that. So I'm looking for a conclusive answer at 8:45.
Are you going to get it?
I'm gonna try. Yes.
Like, I'm sure there I'm sure there's been conversations already. I don't want to steal the thunder, but
I will say there's been a pre-debate.
Okay.
And he's kind of on the same page, although he's going to soft shoot a little bit. But I'm not going to let him. Don't worry.
Okay,
I got it.
Don't let him. Yeah. You can, you can get a strong opinion out of him. But, still, they lost, and they're losing a lot. Like, I'm not.
Yeah. No, it's a. Remember when we were complaining about ties last year?
Yeah, you'll take a point right now.
I'll take a point. And you know, it makes you wonder. There are math people, right? That take time and they can crunch all the numbers and tell you when and how. I'm not the one, but at some point in time, it's going to become a statistical impossibility. I'm not sure when exactly that is.
You know, I asked Kevin that question because obviously the season is forever. It's such a long season.
What season? It's all year.
Yeah, essentially it is. They take a break, what they call the end of the season, before the next season starts. So there is still plenty of time. Like, they are not in trouble yet, but at some point they do get into trouble. And they got into trouble last year and they played great after the transfer window.
That's right.
But it really didn't end up mattering because
they
were buried so much.
Yep.
Now so many teams make it into the playoffs. There's still tons of time left. So they're not to that point yet, but all of a sudden, we're going to look at the calendar and we're going to look at the games left and said, okay, it's a little late if they get going now.
And the schedule doesn't get any easier.
No.
I mean, with respect, Vancouver's coming here and they just won 5-1 against Austin, who we lost to. Their Brian White scored 4 of those goals. So they're an attacking threat. They're on a tear right now, and LAFC's coming up. So it's not like the schedule gets any easier.
He scores 4 goals in 1 game. City has 5 goals all season. That's not great.
He's a great player.
He is. Okay. Still not great that's going on. All right. We got like 30 seconds left. Yep. So what's coming up on the show tonight other than our controversial rules of the game?
Yeah. So we've got some thoughts, of course, as we always do from Coach Olaf Melberg. We'll talk to Dale Schilly about it. Timo Baumgartel is the player profile. Really excited for people to hear from him. Super interesting player. And of course, we'll end with laws of the game.
Okay. Very, very good. Are you a fan of Bachman Turner Overdrive?
What?
Yeah, just
no. Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
If you were Canadian,
what are you talking about?
Would you rather go see Bachman Turner Overdrive, or would you rather go see the Winnipeg Jets play?
Oh, Matt, I don't know.
Hey, that's been the theme of the show today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That has been the theme of the show today.
I'm a soccer girl.
Okay. That's Jen C. She's got City Spotlight coming up next. This has been a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.